investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint Smart Home Security System and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There is a possibility that tomorrow we may be unmasked here in the state of Nevada. The governor has a news conference scheduled for 10 a.m. We'll have the highlights from it coming up tomorrow on the program. So certainly hope that you will be with us at high noon tomorrow for the very latest. Coming up, Chuck Muth, his reaction to what might be happening tomorrow. And we'll also talk about the Freedom Convoy in Canada. Also, Dr. Fred Simon will join us. He's running for governor. It's going to be busy. Blink and you'll miss it. Make sure you're with us, would you please? I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the state will end its COVID-19 mask mandate in most indoor public settings, but will keep masking rules in place for right now in the schools. Hochul has been saying she wants to see vaccination rates for kids increase before she gets rid of the state requirement for mask in the classroom. A new plan in Maryland to encourage people to get COVID boosters. Shots.
There will be a total of $2 million in drawings for people who have been boosted. The prizes will be for 12 residents. The promotion starts next Tuesday with an initial drawing of $500,000. Prizes of $50,000 will be awarded weekly for the following 10 weeks. On Tuesday, May 3rd, a grand prize of $1 million will be awarded. Maryland residents 18 and older who have received their primary COVID-19 vaccinations and their booster shot in Maryland at any time are eligible. John Scott reporting.
Also at townhall.com, federal gasoline tax could be suspended.
AAA puts the national average of a gallon of gasoline at more than $3.45 right now. Senators Mark Kelly and Maggie Hassan see that's putting a strain on American workers and families who could use a break from the federal gas tax. It's been 18.4 cents per gallon since 1993. Money from the gas tax goes into a trust fund that helps pay for highway construction projects and public transit. The senator's bill would require the Treasury Department to transfer general funds into the trust fund to keep it solvent. The bill faces an uphill fight to become law, but four other Democratic senators quickly signed on as co-sponsors. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran unveiling a new missile. It has a reported range that would allow it to reach both U.S. bases in the region as well as targets inside Israel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The Southern Nevada housing market continues to set records, beginning the new year with another all-time high. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median sales price for previously owned single-family homes topped $435,000 in January. That's up more than 26% from just a year ago. Prices in January were $10,000 better than December and $90,000 more than January of 2021. Last month's median sales price is more than a threefold increase from January of 2012, when the Las Vegas housing prices bottomed out at $118,000. Right now, yeah, it's a seller's market. A new report from the Department of Housing and Urban Development says Nevada had one of the highest growing rates of sheltered, chronically homeless people between 2007 and 2021. The HUD report says the Silver State's rate increased by nearly 261% over a 14-year period, second only to Colorado. The report also had Nevada tied with California for third when it comes to the rate of homeless veterans.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Water flow is on the Beltway right now, 215 north at Pebble, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Congestion into the Spaghetti Bowl, 95 eastbound at the 15 interchange. And ahead of that, those lane restrictions will slow you down. 515 east at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday hump day, and you know what that means. It is Chuck Muth Day. We'll get to Chuck in just a quick second. First, though, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. 2016. That's 702-965-2016. It is the political season. We had debates yesterday at Dragon Ridge for the gubernatorial race that's going on in the Republican Party. We got all kinds of stuff going on. But the big, big story today is the report in the Nevada Independent that Steve Sisolak tomorrow will unmask Nevada. I hope that is the case. I hope they do it for our kids as well. Joining us now is Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And I know you did not see the debate, but it's good that these gubernatorial candidates are at least talking, at least letting the voters know what they're all about.
That is absolutely true. And I guess the second major, maybe the third debate with gubernatorial candidates, but most of them were there yesterday. Now, the leading candidate in the race, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, has already said and is on record saying he's not going to do any debates until after the close of filing, which is a legitimate position to take, since, Kevin, you and I both know that a lot of candidates who say they're going to run, when it comes time to actually paying their filing fee and signing their name on the dotted line, don't actually go forward. So, we'll have to wait until after March 18th before we see Sheriff Joe participate in the debates. But yeah, the others, and this third one, I think they limited which candidates could participate, which is, I think, a good thing. I know the candidates who were left out, who haven't shown any fundraising prowess or any real support out there, they're not taking up time from the candidates who otherwise have a more legitimate chance at winning the race. So I think it's progressing just the way it should be.
Let me ask you about the big news of the day, and that is the news conference tomorrow at 10 a.m. with the governor. The Nevada Independent is saying that they will the governor will at that time unmask Nevada, whether that means everybody or just adults or just students in school. Do you have any feel for which way this thing's going to go tomorrow?
However it goes, you can almost guarantee that Governor Sisolak will find a way to screw it up and do something that doesn't make sense or is hypocritical. He may come in and say, well, we're going to go back to if you're vaccinated, you no longer have to wear a mask, which when the CDC did that, 10 months ago, folks didn't know what we know today, which is that even if you're vaccinated, you can still get the coronavirus. Even if you're vaccinated, you can still spread the coronavirus. So if he tries to split hairs here and say only the only the vaccinated are allowed to walk around maskless, that would be ridiculous, and it wouldn't be based on science, which the governor has been saying. We all know this is politically motivated. The tide has turned. The public, despite having the mask mandate, a large segment of the population here in Nevada is just ignoring it. Nobody's enforcing it. It's ridiculous to have. You look at other states. I think Nevada's now one of only six states right now that still has a mask mandate in place. So, and you're not seeing any great outbreak or increased deaths in any of the other states that don't have a mask mandate. And we know now, even the CDC has acknowledged, finally, what we've been saying for a year and a half now, that cloth masks simply don't work. They're not an effective guard against coronavirus. So he, if he does it right, he'll just lift it completely. Not just the mask mandate, Kevin, but what this governor really needs to do is to finally terminate his declaration of emergency that gives him the powers to do this in the first place. We were long past the time of emergency. When he instituted this almost 2 years ago, no one knew anything about the coronavirus. There wasn't any real studies or you know, any history with it. That's over. The emergency is over. The entire declaration of emergency should be ended tomorrow. He won't, but it should be.
Let me just ask you, though, who should have the say now? Should it be the governor? And simply say, take off the mask, you don't need them anymore, we're done with it? Or is it that you leave it to the county commissions, the 17 county commissions across the state?
I would say neither. I don't think that a decision such as whether or not to wear a mask or whether or not to get the vaccine should be made by any politician, whether it's at the state level, at the governor's level, or the county commission level. Everybody knows what the risks are now. I mean, it's been blared in the newspapers and the media every single day for almost 2 years now. Everybody knows what the risk is. Let individuals make that decision on their own, whether they should be vaccinated, whether they should wear a mask, whether their children should be vaccinated, whether their children should be wearing a mask. Let parents and individuals make that decision and get the politicians completely out of this.
What about the schools? Should the schools have the power to do this? In fact, do they now? Or is this something that's granted to them via the governor? How do we go about getting our kids unmasked?
Again, the school district is run by bureaucrats and, you know, government bureaucrats and overseen by elected members of the school board. They shouldn't be involved in this decision. This should be up to individual parents. And if you're so afraid of your child going to a school that doesn't have a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate, then do what everybody was forced to do almost 2 years ago. You know, homeschool your kids. Homeschooling is growing by leaps and bounds because of this, but there are options out there. If you don't want your kid going to a school where parents are making the decision on masks and vaccine, fine. If you're that afraid, keep your kid at home and educate your own children rather than forcing everybody else to follow what you think everybody else should be doing.
Let me ask you a political consultant question, and that is, will people change their minds? I took a couple of calls earlier and just asking the question, if he does unmask us and free us from the mask indoors, will that change your mind about Steve Sisolak? And a couple of three callers called in. They all said the same thing. No way. This does not change my feelings about Sisolak one iota. Do you think it will change anybody's mind about Steve Sisolak?
No, I don't think it'll change anybody's mind. What it might do is put the issue more on the back burner than it is right now because the mandate is still in place. But I'll tell you what really makes me sad, Kevin, and it's just a crying shame. Between today, let's say tomorrow he lifts the mask mandate completely. Between today and tomorrow, from a health standpoint or the danger of coronavirus standpoint, absolutely nothing will change. But there will be a lot of people tomorrow. You're going to finally start seeing smiling faces again in the grocery store. There will be a lot of people who will take that mask off tomorrow, even though nothing has changed from today, only for one reason, because the governor said that it was okay. And that's just wrong. I applaud the people who have been defying the governor's mask order and mask mandate for months now and just said, no, we're not playing this game anymore. I'm going to defy the mask order. But a lot of people won't do it simply because the government told them that they can't. And that's a shame. That is not what this country, this nation was founded upon. We were founded upon founding principles of resistance to an overreaching government. That's what we're living under right now. Again, I'm with you. I hope he removes it tomorrow just because it's so ridiculous to start with. But it is a shame that so many people will only take their masks off because the governor says they can, even though it has absolutely nothing to do with any change in the actual science related to coronavirus.
More with Chuck Muth coming up in just a couple minutes. We're going to be talking about our border, not the southern border that we've talked about so much over the last two or three years, but we're going to be talking about our northern border and the Freedom Convoy. They say they're going to go to D.C. in March and maybe close down the government. Would that be something? That would be something else. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. I know you've probably seen a lot of the clips on the news about the Freedom Convoy up in Canada along our northern border. The word is today that they are headed eventually to D.C. in March and might want to close down the government with a bunch of 18-wheelers. What have you seen? This began as a real grassroots campaign. Now it seems more organized. The left is claiming it's no longer a grassroots effort. What do you see in this effort?
Well, it's absolutely a grassroots effort. It's organic. The thing has just grown by leaps and bounds as more and more people became aware of it. You're right. I think I saw a mention on social media this morning that said that some 90,000 truckers have already signed up to participate in the California to D.C. convoy. It's going to be massive. It's so much further ahead than, I mean, Canada doesn't have the same population, obviously, as we have here. They have the difficulty, obviously, with weather in Canada in the middle of winter. Probably not so bad in Washington, D.C. In March. So I think it's going to be huge. It'll be interesting to see what it is that the truckers in the United States are protesting against. Do they want an end of the vaccine mandates, the mask mandates? What exactly they're going to want the government to do by the time we, I mean, a lot can change in 30 days. But yes, there's no question. This was a grassroots movement that came from the ground up, that there are people organizing it now and trying to make sure logistically that these protests are supported with food and shelter and that sort of thing. Yeah, you're going to need a certain level of organization that's come into play. But make no mistake, this is the grassroots. This is the people rising up and saying, we've had enough. We're done with this stuff. Put an end to it. And I think you're starting to see the Canadian government crumble, and it may well be that the United States government crumbles before they ever are facing those 90,000-plus truckers, which wouldn't surprise me if that doesn't more than double by the time they actually take off.
Hey, Chuck, is this going to be something that needs to be negotiated by the State Department? Is this something that is a Canada versus the U.S.? Because they're our largest trading partner, our closest ally in the world. And one has to wonder, is this going to cause some sort of split between these two great nations?
Well, I mean, we always have our differences. There's been a split. Justin Trudeau was not a fan of Donald Trump. We all know that, and so we had a bit of a chilly relationship there. He is obviously more in line with the political philosophy of Joe Biden, so they may both be more in line on this particular issue, but they're both completely out of step with where the population, the citizens of each country are right now. Again, the citizens of both Canada and the United States are done with this. It's time to move forward. And you're going to have the problem at the border with truckers crossing back and forth. That's what really sparked this in the first place. And so, yeah, that'll resolve itself when the protest itself is resolved. And I think we're going to be seeing that pretty soon. I don't see how the Canadian government can withstand this massive citizen uprising against them.
I'm just curious, does this become a political issue in 2022? I don't know what the election situation is up in Canada, if they've got local elections up there. But I'm wondering if down here, does this become a political issue?
It's always been a political issue in most of these, especially the blue states who have had these draconian shutdowns and mandates. And now we're starting to see the people who are being told, here's what we, the government, are telling you is what's best for you. And the people are saying, no, I think I'll make that decision for myself. And it's not just on COVID. We saw that in Virginia. I've heard you speak of this many times with parents saying, no, we don't want to leave our kids' education in the hands of politicians and bureaucrats. We want to have a say in it. And they've been, you know, called insurrectionists and terrorists for doing it. But it hasn't stopped them. That movement has only grown. It's grown well outside of the state of Virginia and is now in every one of the 50 states with a parent uprising. So I think you're seeing a monumental, a seismic shift in the political aspect of this, because people recognize that the whole thing has been political. The governors of states and other public figures saying you must wear a mask, and then they get caught themselves not wearing a mask. And the hypocrisy is there for everyone to see, and people are just sick of it.
Could this be something like 2010, the Tea Party, something extraneous from the political system, but that became kind of marching orders for millions of Americans?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think you are seeing a Tea Party-like movement that has sprung up, but it's not like the